Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, and I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update in the fourth segment, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. Call us at 564-1290. 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com. RadioRealEstate.com. On November 21st, 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph. Welcome to CDs. Okay, today we have a regular Joe who's going to share some time with us for the first couple of segments. Good morning, Joe. Welcome, Joe Guzzardi. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It would help if I put the headset on. Are you in your helicopter?
No, actually, I'm at a nice quiet phone so we can talk for a little while.
It just sounds like I'm here in a helicopter. For those of you... Oh, that sounds much better. For those of you who don't remember Joe Guzzardi, he ran for city council... Oh, how many years ago?
Well, let's see. The last time I ran was 1999. I came in fourth behind Rusty Fairley.
And was that the only, had you run before?
Actually, yeah, the two elections prior to that, 97 and 95. I was trying to get it right, but by the third time, I got close, but no cigar.
Yeah, it is so difficult, which is why I loved having you on. We like having people on after they kind of miss winning. I think that you have nothing to sell at that point. And in light of my policy, Joe's familiar with that. In full disclosure, when we talked about him coming on the program Friday, he did mention that there's a rumor going around, and this might happen, that he will run for Board of Supervisors, 2nd District. Are you ready to declare that live right now?
Not quite. We're still looking into the potential for me doing that. There's a few folks that have been talked about in the newspaper, and I seriously considering throwing my hat in the ring, but we haven't made up our mind yet.
Will you know by the second segment? We got another 10 minutes. All right.
I probably won't know for at least a few more weeks.
Okay. Well, that having been said, we decided to go ahead with the interview anyway, and welcome you back. You know, the topic, I guess, is going to be the age-old question, the balancing act of private property rights versus maintaining Santa Barbara's quality of life. Most recently, we've been reading about Upper State Street development, and although some people are now calling it Outer State, what the heck? What's wrong with Upper State? Why do people have to change?
I think it's just a personal preference. So I think some folks think that Outer State has a connotation that it's outside, you know, the mainstream. But either way, it's some even call it the North End. So. It's got many names.
Right. Oh, Outer State makes it seem like, well, it's really not State Street. It's really out of our area. So what do we care? What the hell they do there? Just it's not really State Street. That makes sense. Sounds like it went dead. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
It's an area that's actually an important part of the city. It's It's adjacent to a lot of important neighborhoods that, you know, San Roque, Samarkand, the Grove Lane, different parts of the city that are very important, but happen to be outside the main, you know, the main body of Santa Barbara downtown, east and west side, Mesa. It's my neighborhood. I live in the Samarkand. It's a lot where a lot of folks go shopping and live their lives without ever going downtown. So it's an important part of the city.
And they're proposing that if they build it, it's not going to be that bad because they feel that people will walk. People will live there or buy the condos that will walk, kind of reducing the traffic. Because I had read that I guess they have about 55 people that they expect to move in there can now walk. What do you make of that?
Well, it sounds like you're referring to the Barry Berkus project. I don't remember the exact address, 3800 block, I think it is. There's currently a sort of an old rundown hotel that's on the property. It's adjacent to the Galleria, in between the Galleria and the Vaughn's shopping center, the Robinson's.
Oh, yeah, there's a church there.
Yeah, it's right next to that A-frame-type church. Actually, the hotel turned into housing for almost like Section 8 housing, housing for unfortunate folks that are living below the poverty line. They're going to planning on tearing down this hotel and then installing, I believe, 9,000 square feet of commercial space along with the proposal right now is 55 loft-type condominium units. And like you said, the thought process is that folks will live in these lofts and then walk to the store and walk to work, thus reducing the amount of traffic that would come off that property.
Well, I work across the street. I could walk to work. Of course, if anyone wanted to look at property, they'd have to bring their own car. That would be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I think you're pointing out, you know, when you say that, you're pointing out the flaw in this logic. You know, certainly if people have the opportunity, they'll walk places. But for the most part, if you have to go to any one place, whether it's the doctor's office or to work or to a certain store across town, you need to get in your car and go somewhere. So the theory that if you live in these lofts, you can walk everywhere is really kind of short-sighted. It doesn't really work.
Now, does this involve upzoning and altering the existing zoning?
Well, it depends on your perspective. The developer, along with the city, it seems, the city planners, is agreeing that he's allowed to install 55 units without violating any of the zoning ordinances. And depending on who you talk to, I've heard folks argue that the base zone for this site would be 17 units. They do things like bonus density where if the developer puts in affordable, they can kick that up a little bit. So there's a disagreement as to whether the property should contain 17 or 34 or 55 units. It depends on how you interpret the zoning ordinance. It's the position of the neighbors, the Allied Neighborhoods Association, that they're offering too many units for such a small piece of property. It's about, in essence, we're looking at 55 units on a little over 1 acre of land.
A good friend of mine who is, we'll just call him Liberal Larry, you couldn't be more liberal on a lot of issues. And he gets so frustrated with this affordable housing, bonus density affordable housing. He's got a good friend who lives at the La Galita condos. They're on Dearborn. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of La Galita, yes.
Adjacent to Highway 217, Ward Memorial, kind of on your way to UCSB at the corner of Hollister there. And they were apartments that were converted, not built, I would say, in the highest of quality. But people have upgraded them, of course. But they're converted apartments, condos, pretty much entry-level, low price. And he's got a friend that's struggled to get in there and struggles to make a living. And he says, "Well, God," he goes, why don't you just award her one of these nice brand new units that are selling for, you know, $350 instead of $800 or $900, and then let those people who wanted to get in, let them move into her Dearborn apartment. That seems like a better, you know," and he was ranting about that. It just galls him to no end that people are basically as he put it, being rewarded for being poor. Mm-hmm. And I tried to bring this up when I was discussing this one time with a attorney from the Environmental Council, and I didn't quite phrase it right, and she pretty much skewered me on a spit for saying that I was, anti-poor people or something. But this, and that's why I'm quoting that this guy couldn't be, you know, any more far to the left. So it's a bone of contention with a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, I'm a proponent of affordable housing. I'm actually a product of it. When we were first able to purchase a unit in town, it was an affordable unit, moderate income housing, I think they called it. We lived in it for 5 years, and we were able to use that as a stepping stone into a home.
Wait. Does that mean that the restrictions were lifted after 5 years and then you were able to sell it market?
No, we actually lived in it for 5 years and were able to sell it at a small profit. It's based on the Jeep, I forget what they call it.
I understand, yeah, cost of living or
right.
something. But it must have been relatively small profit.
I don't mind getting into numbers. We paid $143 for it and we sold it for $171. So we got nearly $30,000 in equity out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was an unusual time. This was back 12 or 13 years ago when that index actually went up. To my knowledge, right now, that same unit is still selling in the 170s. It hasn't changed much. So the thought process of affordable housing being used as a stepping stone is a great philosophy. It's a great idea. But unfortunately, if things don't change in your favor, you could be living somewhere and not gaining any equity at all.
It's not utilizing that. And if it changed radically enough, then the next person might not be able to get in.
Correct.
Or at least the next person would get in, but not the person in your first economic stage couldn't get in. So it's kind of that's why a lot of people are pushing affordable rentals versus purchases.
Well, you're almost in the same boat because you're just not getting any equity.
You're not right. Well, so how far do you go? How far do you bend? In other words, then you get to this person who works real hard and just is making just enough where they don't qualify, but not enough to really get in. And then they see the people behind them getting in, and it's a very frustrating. You know, you try to take care of one segment of the economic stratosphere, and you alienate another.
Well, and I think that enters into any situation that the government tries to manipulate the market is you end up helping some and hurting others. And in the case of the current trend of pushing for high-density affordable housing, I think in essence what you're doing is you're helping some folks get into this type of housing, but you're damaging the rest of the communities on many occasions by increasing traffic, putting stress on the infrastructure, and basically damaging the quality of life that we have in Santa Barbara. So everything that we try to do when we social engineer our community is there's pros and cons. It's a double-edged sword, and this is what the neighborhoods are currently fighting right now, is are we going too far with a 55-unit condo complex on Upper State Street? Are we getting the advantage of the affordable housing and the housing, and are we happy with the damage that we're doing to the infrastructure and to the traffic situation.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290, 564-1290. We'll take our first break talking with Joe Guzzardi, a regular Joe, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about these same issues with Out Towards Nolita and Out Towards the 2nd District and the general plan and what might be changing. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.